I know that I say this often, but it's because I truly believe it. There are so many people who say that they want to help others, especially those in their backyard, but they stop short of taking action due to the false belief that whatever they can do won't make a difference. My next guest heads an organization who empowers people who care to realize how, through the strength created by numbers, every effort can create a positive change in the lives of people in need. Here to explain the work of Stand Together and the important role that you can play in their program through 2019 is the organization's executive director, Evan Feinberg. How are you today, Evan?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
StandTogetherAgainstPoverty.org is the website. We have it linked at our page as well. And I'm going to ask you when we're done here to refer to it, because if you're in New Jersey, if you're listening on the stream elsewhere, you could play a role in what Stand Together is doing. So, Evan, explain what the program is. What's your organization setting out to do for 2019?
Well, we're looking to build strong and safe communities that break the cycle of poverty. And so we do that by investing in social entrepreneur-led nonprofits, that is, organizations that are capable of not just managing the symptoms of poverty, but in helping people to tap into their unique gifts and talents to realize their full potential, to contribute, to lift themselves out of poverty. And so we've vetted thousands of organizations around the country. We find the very best of these social entrepreneur-led nonprofits, and then we help them grow, scale, and replicate to help many more people to transform their lives.
As far as you mentioned the word vetting, what were some of the prerequisites an organization had to have to show to you to say, okay, you're in?
Well, first of all, they've got to be effective. They've got to not just manage the symptoms, but help people to truly lift themselves out of poverty, to become self-sufficient, to realize their full potential. They've got to be effective, and we vet them for that effectiveness. But secondly, they've got to have great leadership, because we're looking for groups that not only can make the impact they're making today, but have a far greater impact over time. And so we're looking for leaders that have the right virtues, humility, and the entrepreneurship, initiative. They've got to be the type of person that demonstrates respect for their customers and for their staff. So we're looking for great leadership. And then finally, we're looking for the market potential. Is this an innovative approach that's scalable, that can help many more people to transform their lives than they're reaching today? And so when we find all three of those things in one organization, we then come alongside them with management support and financial support to realize their full potential.
I went over to your website, StandTogetherAgainstPoverty.org, and looked up the organizations and their mission statements, et cetera. The common thread I saw through them were, these aren't organizations that give handouts. They reach out and give a hand up. Would that be a fair statement?
It's absolutely a fair statement. You know, a lot of the folks that are working in the poverty space are doing things that are not actually solving the problem. They might make the problem more tolerable, and emergency services are extremely important, and a number of the support services that are out there really help people. But we're not looking to just help people. We're looking for organizations that are capable of helping people to overcome their circumstances, to transform their lives, to realize their full potential, because we believe that all people are capable of extraordinary things. And so a hand up is what's required often when there are significant barriers to opportunity, whether they are systemic or structural or historical injustices, or whether they're just problems of the cycle of poverty in someone's family or tough times for an individual. But we're looking for groups that can help people to overcome those circumstances by tapping into what makes them unique. And when they do, they can realize extraordinary things.
One of those here in New Jersey, it's called Roots and Wings. They're based in Denville, and their focus are the thousands of youth that are aging out of the foster care system. How great is their success? 86% of their clients have GED or high school equivalency. 86% going for 2 to 4 year college degrees. 100% exit the program into safe housing, and 79% require no government assistance. Now, that's a smooth transition out of foster care, if I say so.
Well, if it helps for context, too, the national average for somebody aging out of the foster care system to get a 2 or 4 year degree is 6%.
Wow.
So when you hear an organization that has an 86% success rate, it really turns your head, and it makes us want to get involved and help that group to help more people to transform their lives and share their success with folks around the country, because foster care problems plague almost every single state in the country, and in particular, one of the most difficult problems to solve is those that are aging out of the foster care system. And, you know, Roots and Wings is not the only organization they're working with on the foster care problem, and it's also not the only one in New Jersey. So might also tell you about Rising Tide Capital in New Jersey as well, if you're interested in learning more about that one.
Absolutely. We're talking with Evan Feinberg, who is Executive Director of Stand Together, StandTogetherAgainstPoverty.org. We're going to get into as well in a moment, too, what I mentioned in the introduction, how you listening can play a role in this great work that these fantastic organizations are doing, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. So, yeah, fill me in on the other organizations for New Jersey.
Yeah, so another one in New Jersey is a group called Rising Tide Capital that helps low-income individuals to become entrepreneurs. They don't start, the next big thing in Silicon Valley often, but what they do start are sustainable businesses where they use unique gifts that they have to start a handyman business or a cosmetic business or any number of things where people can use their unique gifts to turn it into a business. They've got amazing results. 5 years out in America, most businesses fail. The majority of businesses fail. 87% of Rising Tide Capital entrepreneurs have a business that is still in business 5 years in. Their average income goes up 50% for their household income. So they lift themselves out of poverty by starting a business and using their gifts and talents in unique ways. And so we're seeing Rising Tide Capital not only expand across New Jersey, they've got, I think, six offices now across New Jersey, but it's an organization that has the potential to expand across the country. So they're replicating their approach in Chicago right now, and they've got a number of other cities on the horizon, because what's happening in Jersey is so effective, it could help many more people to transform their life.
That's really the underlying benefit, too, when these organizations just do these stellar performances. People in other areas of the state, other states even, hear about these stories and say, you know what, that might just work. Let me talk to those people and see how they do it, and I can start something here in my backyard.
That's exactly right, and Rising Tide Capital is a great example. They worked with a group in Chicago to replicate their effort, and in fact, the effort in Chicago is now just as big and potentially could even eclipse the effort in New Jersey long term. And so it is really exciting to see things that are working spread. You know, too often in the poverty space, folks sort of study the problem and try to just replicate evidence-based best practices and push them out. But that's actually not how you replicate success. In entrepreneurship, it replicates because something's working continues to grow, and then others become fast followers of what's working. And it's much more dynamic than the alternative. We like to say Amazon didn't study Macy's to innovate in the retail space. They innovated and did something completely new. But now e-commerce has grown dramatically ever since Amazon disrupted the marketplace. We need a whole lot more Amazons happening all the time and everywhere in the social sector.
And I mentioned this is an opportunity for people to show that they care and to make a difference, and anything that someone can do will indeed do that. Your organization is laid before the people, a matching fund.
That's right. In the month of January, we announced our Giving Together initiative. It's a $10 million initiative where we are matching dollar for dollar, small dollar donations up to $1,000 to the groups that Stand Together works with. The purpose of the match is because to truly make a difference in our country, we need millions of Americans, always and everywhere, to be getting involved and making a difference in their community. And our platform enables individuals to make a far greater difference together than any of us could on our own. And so we're matching those donations so that someone will take the first step to getting involved in their community. And then if they go to our website, StandTogetherAgainstPoverty.org, they'll find not only over 100 organizations that they can look through to find ones that match their unique interests and passions, but they'll also be able to get even more involved, volunteering their unique gifts and talents, telling others about these organizations, getting more involved to make a bigger difference in their community.
Starting point, just simply go to StandTogetherAgainstPoverty.org. You can look up by state, by interest, maybe make multiple if you have a couple of $100 you're thinking of something really positive and change-making to do with. 50 here and 50 there, you know, whatever you feel comfortable with. Every effort will make a great difference in the work and the goals of these organizations, and certainly in all of the people that they are so successfully helping and will continue to do so with the support of you and the matching of Stand Together. StandTogetherAgainstPoverty.org. We've been joined by the organization's executive director, Evan Feinberg. Evan, thank you so much for helping us all become more aware of our potential to help others. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.